Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Say it again.
Praise the Lord.
One of the greatest things you can possess, have, as a born again believer, is peace. Joy, peace. And they are listed in the fruit of the Spirit, of the reborn Spirit. Love, joy, peace, and all. Amen. Thank you, Brother George, for such a powerful word. And you know what? God is talking to us in these days because the enemy is defeated, but he's trying to upset your peace and disturb you. But you got to be like it was said last week, I'm like a tree planted where? By the river of water, I shall not be moved. Amen. And we must let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. And again, in these days in which we're living in, we can't be quiet. We cannot afford to be quiet. And this is why Paul got in so much trouble. He kept lifting up Jesus. And the more he talked about Jesus, the more they persecuted him, and the more victory he got. You notice he said he was persecuted all the different places. He listed those places. And then he said, out of them all, the Lord delivered me. And I want you to know he will deliver you, me, and all of us. Because he have gotten the victory. Satan is a defeated foe. And he wants to see who he can frighten, whatever he can do. But when you know the truth, when you know that word, and let that word, as John says in 15:7, if you abide in me, my word abide in you. That's what you will. It shall be done. Shall be. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to keep you. I want to receive the offering. Then I got an announcement I need to make. To you. So, usher, go ahead and receive the offering. While they are receiving the offering, can y'all come on, usher. Amen. Glory to God. God is faithful. Whew, he's so faithful. Amen. I'm so grateful, so very grateful. What a powerful, encouraging word. You know, it said be, excuse me, one of those strips you read, said be anxious for nothing. That means have no what anxiety about anything. Don't be upset about nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't have no anxiety about anything, but everything with prayer and supplication. Let your request be made known unto God. And when you let it be made known unto God, and the peace of God, and the peace of God, peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Can y'all stretch your hand out this way? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you've given us all things, everything, that if it has to do with life, now we receive this offering. We thank you that we come in agreement with your people tonight, that increase is all over them, increase. And we thank you that it's taken over their lives, that they come behind in nothing. They come behind in nothing. Increase of peace, increase of joy, increase of protection, increase of wealth and health increase. So we thank you, Father, for overflowing abundant blessing flowing into the lives of your people this very night. When we sow, we reap. We release our faith, and we thank you that it's done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.